Pante, what is actually consciousness, vinyana? Is it closely equated to perception or something else?
Okay, good question. The problem is in English language, when people translate the Pali words, we use certain English terms, and to people who are not familiar with Buddhist terminology, they have different understandings. For example, the word consciousness, the word awareness, in English language, they are like interchangeable, very vague what it really means. Now let's look at the Pali word. The Pali word for consciousness is vijnana. And the Pali word for mind is mano. Just now we talked about mind organ. We have our five sense organs, which are very obvious. We have eye, ear, and so forth. But what is a mind organ? Is it something physical or is it mental? Okay, that's also another question. Then the vijnana or the consciousness is tagged to our different senses. So we have chakku vijnana, which is eye consciousness. We have sota vijnana, which is ear consciousness, and so forth. And then kaya vijnana, which is body consciousness. And then we have mano vijnana, which is mind consciousness. Okay, now let me analyze the word vijnana. Vijnana starts with the prefix vi and jnana. Alright, jnana here actually means knowing. Alright, knowing. So you see, the word knowing also is a very, very vague word. It's a whole range of things, from just bare awareness or bare consciousness of something to understanding something. We use the word know. So vi janatiti vijnanam. Vi janati is a verb, vijnana is a noun. Janati means simply to know, to be aware of. And vi means in a special way. Alright? So chakku vijnana is knowing in a special way through the eye. What does that mean? That means that the eye can only perceive or be aware or be conscious of colors. Right or not? That's why it's very specific. It's special awareness of just colors. Sota vijnana, the ear consciousness, can only be aware of sounds. Then gana vijnana, the nose consciousness, can only be aware or be conscious of smells. So each of these senses have their own special field of awareness. The eye consciousness can only be aware of colors, cannot be aware of sounds or tastes or smells or physical sensations. And similarly for all the other organs, each of them only has their own object. So that's why it's vi, special knowing of a particular object. Then we come to mano vijnana. Mano vijnana is the mind consciousness. Then mind consciousness is also very special, because the mind consciousness is so special that it knows all the five sense objects as well as other things. Okay? So that is vijnana. Now when you look at vijnana in the sense of the five aggregates, you know the five aggregates? You have rupa, vedana, sanya, sankhara, vijnana. Rupa is form, vedana is feeling, sanya is perception, sankhara is volitional formations, and vijnana is consciousness. Of these five aggregates, the four, vedana, sanya, sankhara, and vijnana, feelings, perceptions, volitional formations, and consciousness, they occur simultaneously, at the same time. Although we have different words for them, for different aspects of them, they occur simultaneously at the same time. And this I can liken to a corporate body, an organization, or a company. In a company, you have a board of directors, different departments. You have accounting department, admin department, you have the HR department, you have the sales department, right? And all of these constitute a company. A company is a combination of all these departments. They work together. In the same way, the citta is composed of all these things. Citta composed of vedana, sanya, sankhara, and vijnana. So, feelings, just feel. Just feel nice, not nice, neutral. That is the job of feelings. That's the feelings department. Then sanya can only recognize this, recognize that. And sankhara is anything that has a volition in your mind. Want to do this, want to do that, want to remember this, right? That is sankhara. Vijnana's job is just to be barely aware. Vijnana is just bare consciousness, bare awareness, knowing that there is sound, knowing that there is light, there is color. But as I said, all of them work together. They don't work separately. It's when we talk about them that we separate them. When they occur at the same time, then Vijnana knows an object. Sanya recognizes it. And then Vedana feels it, nice or not nice. And then Sankhara is the one that intends what to do. So the job of Vijnana is very, very simple. Not complex at all. It's not like Sanya or like Sankhara. Vijnana is just know only, a sense of consciousness that something is there. Bare awareness. Bare consciousness. Hope that answers your question. Okay?